Iglesias. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Nice to see you.
You're playing Jane Walker on Time After Time?
Yes.
So, this, is, of course, is another version of the Time Capsule, H.G. Wells. Were you familiar with the books when you were growing up?
You know, I do remember hearing about H.G. Wells. I never read the books, but to be fair, I got the job maybe a week before we started shooting. So my character happens to be an H.G. Wells super fan and knows everything about him. So I was asking all sorts of questions on set, but I really do love sci-fi. So it was kind of a beautiful introduction to this character H.G. Wells, which I am dying to read all the rest of the books because it was so thrilling to be a part of it and play the part of the books.
Well, you know, for me it's understandable. I mean, different generations, you know. I mean, I grew up with it, so it's like, I'm always interested in new interpretations of it. And you said that you're a sci-fi fan, so mm-hmm. A role is kind of different than a lot of the stuff you've played before.
Totally.
So you've become a super sci-fi geek now?
This has been my ultra... I've always been that sci-fi nerd who's just wanting a chance in the world. And luckily, this has been my dream job. I really do get to play a strong female character who's smart and can outwit the H.G. Wells, you know? So she's the one who's actually saving his butt. And that's the beauty of it, that she doesn't fall back between these two characters that are very prominent within time and history. And she stands her own she stands her ground. And I really love the fact that I get to do it because I haven't had this opportunity to be able to show all sorts of spectrums. And I think TV is the perfect medium. And it's been a lot of fun. I love everything sci-fi. So the idea of time travel is just like, makes me smile.
I know. Time travel, it's an interesting concept.
Right?
And scary also at the same time.
Right?
I'm excited for you because, I know you've done television before, you know, in English and in Spanish. But to do a project like this, it just seems like, why not?
Right? Why not? That's what I thought. But I was actually not looking forward to doing TV because I was kind of scared of it. I was scared of committing for 6 years because when they give you a job, like when you sign up for a pilot, you're signing up for 6 years. That's the minimum. And so I've always stayed clear from it. Like, I'm not going to commit to something for 6 years, you know, no way. But then my manager was like, Jen, why don't you just give this a shot? I think you'd really be into this. And he was right. I smiled when I finished the pilot and I just wanted to know more, and I said, you know what, I can commit to this. So I did, and I think it was the best decision I've ever made.
Good for you. Well, along with this great project, are you working on anything else that you can even talk about, or just working on this?
Oh, well, now it's back to the grind, you know? Now it's back to going, searching for movie films, and that's ultimately what I love doing. I love sinking my teeth into a good indie, so that's the search.
I'm not going to keep you too long because you're going to be doing a lot of these.
Thank you, darling. But it was good to see you.